Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mor, Avi Morasi, Sheyichyu. We're continuing our series of shiurim in Hilchos Malachim with the Rambam. We are in Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches. Kol Amorid B'melech Yisrael, Yesh L'melech Rishus L'Hargo. Anybody who rebels against the Jewish king, the king of Israel, the king has Rishus to kill him. Afilu Gozer Alechem Mishar Am Sheyelech L'mokom Ploni V'loch. Even if he's Gozer on somebody from the rest of the nation, that he should go to a certain place and the person didn't go, or he tells him not to go out of his house and he went out of his house, he's chayv misa for not listening to the king. A person's chayv misa, and if he wants to kill him, he can kill him. As it says, anybody who does not follow your mouth, so to anybody who disgraces the king or blasphemes him, the king has rishus to kill him. Kishimi ben Gera, like Shimi ben Gera, vein la melech rishus la'arog ela b'saif bil, but the king only has rishus to kill with saif, with a sword. Yesh lo la'asor v'lakos b'sheltim l'chvodo, he could tie someone up, he can give him lashes for his honor. V'lo yafkir mamon, but he can't be mafgir mamon, he can't make his mamon hefker. Bim hefker is a gezel, and if he doesn't make it hefker, it's considered gezel. Ad kan midivrei Rambam. And now we're going to ask a number of questions on this Rambam based on the unbelievable sefer Be'er Miriam Amar Rabbi Agon HaGadol Rabbi Yitzchak Manzatzal. So from midivrei Rambam we see that the chiyuv misa of Mori b'malchus is a rishus, like the Rambam writes, Yesh l'melech rishus l'hargo. And afterwards he says, Im rotza melech l'hargo yaharig. So it's tali b'rotza n'hamelech. Afterwards, mecharif is hamelech. Rambam writes only rishus l'hargo. So we have to understand that the Rambam himself writes that if he was gozer alechad misharam sheyelech l'mokom ploni below halach, what's the din? The din is chayuv misa, mashma, that it's a chiyuv. Otherwise, why can you say chayuv misa? Kasha. In the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam, it's Esek Ufayin Gimli, right? Somebody's over on Mitzvah, Sula Ishmael, love, in a royal mutter, la melech laro, kamoshi yirtze, kamoshi amro, ko yisrael, al atzman, kol ish, asher yamre espicha. They quote the pasuk from Yeshua, the Rambam quotes here, kol ish, asher yamre espicha, bala yishmaz dverecha, lachol asher tzevenu, yumaz rak chazak ve'ematz. So anybody who doesn't listen to the king is going to die. This is the people talking to Yeshua, that we're going to listen to you, and you're like Moses. So it's gevaldik. Yumas. So we see from the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs that it's roy lahargo. Roy umutra lamelech laro kamoshi yirtze. It's fitting for the king to do it. But here the Rambam says rotza. It doesn't say roy lahargo. Zim Rotza. Klichem da'al Torah parasha shoftim. Oshei, Medini HaMelech, was omid on the steer between Dibbe Aramim Khan, Dibbe Aramim the Sefer Mitzvahs. Here it's Mutter, there it's Roi. Look also in the Chemdes Yisrael in Oslamites Mitzvah Kufayin Gimel. He's Mocher Kedibbe Aramim that it's just a Rishus because David did not kill Shimi. Ben Gero, who was Mecharif and Megadif him, who blaspheme and scorn him. And he discusses there, mitzad melech shemochel al kavodo ein kavodo mochel. So how is David mochel on his kavod ein kavodo mochel? He brings the Chasim Sofer in Evan Ezer Simon Kufn and Aleph, who discusses if a king could be mochel on the chiyuv misa mitzad melech shemochel al kvodo and kvodo mochel. So it's a chiyuv, it's not just stam mechila on kavod, it's mamash chiyuv misa. So does the melech have a right to be mochel and not killing him because of ain kvodo mochel? And the Chasim Sofer says ayin sham that maybe from Shimi ben Gera there's no raya, because in the end he was killed by Shlomo b'tzivui David, so you can't say Zariah from him that the king can be mochel, because in the end he was killed by Shlomo b'tzivui David, as is known to anybody who learned the Perek in Tanakh. And in the Chemdes Yisrael, he's demanding the Chasim Sofer from the Rambam here, who says it's only Rishus. So you see that he can be mochel al kvodo, and he wants to be melamed dechemdes Yisrael. Meir Dan Plotsky wants to be melamed tzchus and mechasim sofer, who wrote the tshuva when he didn't have any svarim, and therefore he made a mistake, and he said that maybe he cannot be mochel on his kavod. But the Rambam here says it's only rishus, so of course he can be mochel on your kavod. The king, he doesn't have to kill him. And then the Chemdes Yisrael asks that if Kedivrei HaRambam here, that it's only Rishus, and not like he writes in Sefer HaMitzvah Sheroi Lahargo, so why did David command Shlomo to kill Shimei? It's just a Rishus. So it's Muchach that it's Roi Lahargo, and that's why he commanded him. And David didn't kill him because he had a Shavua that he couldn't kill him. He was Nishba. But had he not been Nishba, he would have done it. So instead, he had Shmuel do it, Shlomo do it. But then we have a Kasha L'Divrei Rambam Kan. The Rambam here writes that it's Rishus Lahargo, not Roy Lahargo. So one hand we write it's Roy Lahargo, because that's why David commanded Shlomo. On the other hand, the Rambam here says it's only Rishus Lahargo. So if Dabri, we want to know if it's Rishus or Roy. Parashat Ori of even a Chiyav, we have a Chiyav also in the Lashon of a Chiyav in the Rambam here, as we saw before. In the Parashat Derachim, the Mishnah Melech, Rishat Aleph, the Ramaschal Vihinei, he also asks, how could David not kill Shemi? Melech Shemachal Kvodo, Ein Kvodo Machu. So he answers that those 6 months that David was running away from Avshalom, like it says in the Gemara, he was Miskaper Kesira Kehediot. He would bring the same carbon that a hedyot, a non-king brings. A king brings a different type of carbon, but a hedyot brings a se'ira for his sin offering. So David HaMelech had a din of a hedyot when he was running away from Avshalom, like we see in the Yerushalmi, famous Yerushalmi, the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, and he didn't have a din melech, and therefore there's no din of Marid B'malchus, and he's techem in a divrei chum simen mem hei, he's tamei alav, in a divrei ramam kan, shekol morid en oel rishus. So what's the kasha from Shimei? It's just a rishus. So what's the bothering the parashas Derachim from Shimei? The Hakim didn't kill him. He has to come on to the fact that he wasn't a king. It's only rishus to kill. Yoser, he's tamei on the parashas Derachim from Jershit Gimel and Dibur Maschul Veimze Yuvan, that he brings the Rambam himself that it's just a rishus. And then what's his problem? My kasha le mishimei. So in the Stechemet, he also brings the Ayin Shem, he brings the Ma'arit, and his Jewish Parshas Chayisara, who also asks from Shimei, and he's Metarets, that he didn't have a Din Melech when he's Berech from Avshalom. And then the Stechemet is Tamei Alav Gamkin, V'Dibrei Rambam here, that it's only Rishus, so what's the problem with Shimei? Moreover, it's Mefurish here in the Rambam that Shimei had a Din Morid B'Malchus, because the Rambam says, so the Rambam brings that he was a Morid B'Malchus. So how did the Ma'arit and the Parashas Derachim say that he wasn't a Morid B'Malchus? He was. On the other hand, we have the Yerushalmi, Shabosu Shayim Miskaper B'Seira, like a Hedyot. So he only had a Din Hedyot, he didn't have a Din King. So how is the Rambam bringing from Shimei that he is a din marid b'malchus, when the Yerushalmi says that he's not a melech at that time? So this is mamish tzarech iyun tuvayin gam in the Avni Nezer in Yoradei Hashin Yud Beis Siv Kotn Yud Zayin Bagomi Ben HaMechaber. So we have to get some sort of mahalach to answer these kashas. Ubeguf devar Rambam she'enu el rishus in the Maritz Chiyus in the Sefer Taras Melachim, he writes that since we learn from the pasuk of Yishar Yamar's Picha Yumas as a source for Chiyuv Misa b'Marid b'Malchus, or like the Ramban says b'Ferish HaTorah Parshas B'Chukosai v'Yikro Chav Zayin Chav Tes. That somebody who Yisrael was machrim b'milchama is chayav misa, and in Tshuvas Chasim Sofer he says that this is a chiyuv misa shel moreid b'malchus shechrimu Yisrael b'armum kolisha yamres picha yumas. In other words, the Chibus Chasim Sofer learns that this is talking about somebody who's the Jews were machrim, somebody he was moreid b'malchus. So from that, if he's married b'malchus, he's chayav misa. So we have the makor of the Rambam, Isha Yamres Picha. We have the makor of the Ramban based on the Chasim Sofer, Kocher Mesha Yachra Min Adam Lo Yifte Mos Yumas Lo Yipade Mos Yumas. And so, if that's true, if these are the makoros for married b'malchus, so Mehechi Teisi Yitzirishus. It says Yumas. Are we going to say about Chil Shabbos where it says Misa that it's just a Rishus? How can that be? And the Tshuvas Chasim Sofer brings from the Rashb and the Tshuvas Chelekei Reish Lamed Ches that David didn't kill Shimi and Yoav because it was Sarich Shah. So we see the Rashba learned in Pashtus that it's a Chiyuv. So why did David, was David not Makayim the Chiyuv? It was a Tzarech Shah. But you see that in principle it's a Chiyuv. Tzarechi and Das Haraman that it's only Rishus. How do you get that it's a Rishus? The Pasuk seems pretty clear. Yumas, not an option. We also have to understand the Rambam's Mechalik din Morid l'shnei inyonim. Morid v'gazer b'lo niskayim egzei rasoi. And on this he brings the Pasuk called Isha Sher Yamre Es Picha. That's the first part of the Rambam, that he's goes there on somebody and he doesn't listen. And then he brings another din moired of Macharif and Megadef, Mevaz and Macharif, somebody who disgraces and blasphemes, scorns the king. That's also moired. Mechain, call Mevaz and Melchul. I'm a charfo. So it must be from that pasuk as well, otherwise where do you get a chiyuv misa from? And the Rambam writes at the end that the king kills with saif. So he puts the two together. So we have to understand why the Rambam split it up into two different halachas. First the Rambam writes, Morid, the king made gzeira and you don't listen, and the person doesn't listen. He's chayav misa, he quotes the pasuk, and he says v'chein kol mevazi. He could have just said it all together. He could have said if anyone's morid b'melech, even if he's gozer alechem and am, he makes a gzeira and the guy doesn't listen, or if he's mevaz the melech umacharif the melech, he's chayav misa. The Rambam splits it up into two clauses. Why does the Rambam do that? Now he brings a raya makor from Mevazes HaMelech HaSa'oam HaCharfo, from Shimi Ben Gera, but he doesn't bring a raya from making a gzeira that he doesn't listen to you, where he says not to go out of your house and you do go out, to go to a certain place and you don't go. What's the makor there? Uriah, as the Atz Maseil Sef writes in Kedushin Mem Gimel. So the makor is Uriah, so why doesn't the Rambam tell us? Why does the Rambam tell us the makor? Like he does in the Seifa. Also in the Reisha, the Rambam writes the Rambam writes Rishus and Chiyuv. The Rambam writes that v'im ratza lahargo yaharik yesh lemelech rishus lahargo, and the Rambam there also writes chayev misa o shli yatza v'yatza b'yatza chayev misa v'im ratza lahargarik. So how do you have both, whereas in the Sefer the Rambam only writes rishus, the Rambam doesn't say chayev? So yesh lanu mesechet aruka shel tkushiyot v'tmiyot, and b'tzos Hashem darkeinu, Hashem should give us the life and the simchas chayim. Hopefully in the next year we will continue seeing the flow of Mitaris Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.